Yes, 2020, it was a lousy year. But my year is going out on a high note because I get to talk to my dear friend and true Sonoma County treasure, Press Democrat columnist Gay LeBaron. Good morning, Gay.
Good morning, Brent. It's good to hear you back on a microphone.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been too long since I've been able to see you and give you a hug. That is for sure. So you recently wrote a wonderful column, Things We Have Learned from This Crummy Old Year. I want to know, what have you learned from this crummy old year?
That it's pretty hard to figure out something new to say about it.
So true.
Well, among other things. Well, I've learned a lot, actually. We've all learned a lot. I mean, are we being serious here? Because, I'm alone. And I've never been that alone in my whole life. And boy, if you think that widows don't miss their husbands, or husbands, don't miss their wives at a time like this, it's staggering how alone you are.
Did you ever finally get to master the Zoom call?
No. But I was wrong in the column. I want to make a correction. You know what we say in our trade is, write in haste, repent at leisure. Well, I said I look like Bela Lugosi. That's not who I look like. I look like Boris Karloff. I got them mixed up. Bela Lugosi's pretty good looking, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. You are lovely too, my dear. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you, dear.
So what can we compare this year to? Anything in recent memory for you or anything
Lord, no.
at all?
No. And I suppose that if you want to do it historically, not in my memory, but historically, the closest thing we've got is the Spanish flu of 1918 and 19.
Yeah.
But it was a smaller town. It was a smaller area, a more rural country, actually. People were... millions of people died of the Spanish flu.
Yeah. How has this changed us?
This, I don't know. And that's one of the things that I'm a historian. I can look back, but I can't look forward. But that's one of the things that I dwell on is how will we be when we come out of this? We won't be the same. It won't be normal. It'll be a new normal. But just how, I have no idea. I hope I live long enough to see how it comes out.
Well, you have always had your pulse so much on our community, and one of your great meeting places was down at Max Deli. What are you looking forward to most when we come out of this on the other side and getting back out there to see your friends and colleagues?
Well, of course, Brent, the thing I look forward to most is seeing my kids and grandson again. I haven't seen them since. And I've got a son who's in the South who's, just waiting till he can get a plane ticket and come. And my daughter is in Oakland, but she's in a household where a couple of people work out. My grandson and that's the first thing you think of is family. You miss them. A lot of FaceTime, but that's the best we can do. But as far as going back to, I don't think I'll ever go back to the old routine. That doesn't mean I'm not going back to Max for breakfast. It just means that everything has slowed down. I don't know that I can go that fast again.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Yeah, everything has slowed down. In some ways, it feels good to slow down a little bit.
There's parts of it that are really very, very a good lesson.
Yeah. How about for you? Have you picked up any new habits or trends or hobbies while you've had this additional time at home?
Hobbies? No. I've got an awful lot. I mean, I've lived in this same house for 60 years, and there's so much picking up and sorting out and figuring out to do that I guess that's my hobby now, is figuring out, do I really need all these books? What do I do with all of the things of John's, the camera things? Well, I don't mean the big equipment, but I mean just the little odds and ends that are in the cupboard in the dark room that I have no idea what they are. You put them in a box and hope that when this is over, somebody will know. And things like that. So I guess, no, I haven't I still read and always will, but I guess that's my hobby.
Now, you mentioned this in the column. It's been awfully cold out. Are you still getting out and refilling the bird feeder in the morning?
Yes. I mean, I'm keeping them in grain. I'm so old and short that I can't reach the hummingbird feeder, but I have neighbors who do. And yes, I'm not getting on the wrong side of the birds, particularly the hummingbirds.
All right. Well, speaking of books, and you've written many, but I think your most recent, The Wonder Seekers of Fountain Grove, back in 2018. Still available, still out there? How's it selling? Talk to us about that.
Well, it's slowed down enormously, of course, although there are some sales among people who are selling homes in Fountain Grove, realtors and contractors. I think they buy them by the box and use them for gifts to people or, that kind of thing. But I think the last time I checked, Cropperfield still had four or five. And I don't know whether Corix has any. I haven't heard whether, of course, Corix people are not, well, I don't know. It's difficult. And we've never really had any big Amazon sales. It's a local book. There's no question about it.
Yeah, for those folks that have moved here during the pandemic, if you live anywhere in the Fountain Grove area, you need to go get this book. You need to read this book to understand the history of the place that you have just moved to. Are you working on anything new? Any other books around the corner for us?
No. Don't you ever say another book to me.
We'll keep trying because you're wonderful at it.
Well, thank you very much, but the idea of starting another book is just it's unsurmountable. That's a big, big job.
Well, thank you for doing it all these years, and thank you for keeping the history of Sonoma County and Santa Rosa, and just in general, thank you for being who you are. I wish you the most safe, happy, and wonderful New Year's Eve.
Thank you, Brent. The same to you.
All right. Gayla Barron, columnist for the PD.